the bi-weekly meeting podcast for the OWASP Top 10 for Large Language Model Applications. If you'd like to stay up to date with our project, please click subscribe. And if you enjoy the content or have any questions, please feel free to comment and share. Now, on to our meeting.
Let's go ahead and kick this off. So I think it's already been said on the call, but Happy New Year, everybody. It's great to see you all. Thanks, everybody, for joining. I mentioned it on one of the channels last night. Honestly, this snuck up on me a bit because we had the last one of these just before Christmas, and then I stumble back from New Year's and all of a sudden we have another one. But there's actually been a fair amount of activity that had been going on in the intervening couple of weeks. So I thought it was worth getting together, trading some information on what's gone on, and then talk about some of the things that are coming up this month, because I actually think this will wind up being a busy month for the group. So, you know, I think some of the big highlights, we had been aiming to get out the localizations just before the holidays. And I think basically in terms of a bunch of the quality checking that was going on those with the translation and the automated layout, Talesh made the decision to hold off on those till we got a few more things tweaked. Talesh was going to be on the call, but he couldn't make it at the last minute. But his update here was that they sorted out the problems with all the languages over the holidays, and the PDF should be ready soon for Portuguese, Hindi, and Chinese. And French and Japanese are coming next, and Talesh will be looking for volunteers for other languages. So I think we'll need to sort out exactly what the timing is on getting those posted. Ads, I think you've been working with Talesh on that, right? Do you have a viewpoint on when we'll be ready to announce that?
Hey, Steve, sorry. I just got the update from him this morning, so I'm not entirely sure, but it should be, I think it's within a week, so I'm not sure. Don't hold me to that.
Okay. So are you going to update the LLM Top 10 site with those then?
Yeah. Okay. I'll update the repo. I'll merge into the repo and I'll update the Top 10 as well. Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to edit the front page of the OWASP site too and put a place to hang those, or do you want me to?
Yeah, I can do that. I'll take care of that. Yeah. All good. All right. I can do that. Yeah.
I will let you guys then coordinate when you're ready to announce. But as this starts to come together and you know when you're going to be ready, give Aubrey and I like a 48-hour heads up so that we can prep the announcements and things and get them live. So we'll kind of coordinate that as it comes together. But I think at this point it sounds like we're aiming for mid next week. Does that sound reasonable?
Yeah, that sounds good to me. Any questions, I'll just pipe up. But
awesome.
That makes sense.
Cool.
Yeah, I was going to ask to be looped anyways. I'm still working with Talesh on translated posts for social. So we'll get those, I think, first. We don't have anybody working graphics anymore, do we? Mike's no longer.
So Jason Ruse has taken over some of that stuff, and he's got the keys to Mike's old Figma, which is where he was creating all of those. So talk to Jason. He probably couldn't create things from scratch, but may be able to repurpose things that Mike has already done. So touch base with him.
Cool. What I was thinking was simply, you know, some of our Square stuff that we had from Mike, it would be fantastic to have that in, you know, in Hindi, and you know, that'd be great to have in native language as we release.
That makes sense. And I think it'll really be between you, Talesh, and Jason, if we can make that happen. But I know those like little Square social media bundles that Mike was creating. Those are in the Figma that Jason has the keys to now. So nice. You guys can see if we can figure out how to operate those to generate those same ones, or if we want to try to do something else.
Cool. Thank you.
Okay. Hey, while we're on the topic, Aubrey, you want to give us an update on PR? And I know you had some, at least one exciting stat to announce.
Yeah, that's nice. We did pass 1,000 followers on LinkedIn already, which I think is great. I mean, we've been up for a matter of weeks, so that's a nice number so far. Also, if anyone missed it, I did start to release the meetings in podcast format just so people find it easier than going to YouTube or whatever sometimes. So, yeah, that's it. More options to listen at this point as well. That's the big stuff from me.
That's cool. Have we put together a post for all the places people can find that? That might be kind of a cool thing to announce that, you know, you can go get them on YouTube and podcasts, and then we could just sort of officially announce that.
Yeah, I can work on that for sure. It'd be nice to have hey, here's the new format.
Yeah.
And get that out there in socials.
Yeah. And then you and I can work on sort of bridging. We have that meeting page where we've been posting YouTube links and slides by hand. If we want to just sunset that and move to, you know, podcast streams, we can update that page and tell people to just go there. So let's you and I work on doing that in the next week or so, and we can change over the wiki page in conjunction with announcing the new way that people can find the meetings.
Okay. I started a bit on the wiki, so there are a couple of links at least, but you know, I think it could be a little bit more fleshed out.
All right, cool. I'll take a look and you and I can coordinate it. Rye has a question. Rye, you want to go ahead and just jump in and ask it?
Yeah, I was just thinking in terms of distribution in like the podcast format and using RSS, since it's more protocol based, easier to distribute across.
Sure. We do have RSS already. It's set up through Spotify for podcasters. If anyone wants the RSS link, I can put that out there as well. And I think that's a part of what Steve's point is. Like, it'd be good to have a post saying, "Hey, we've got this on YouTube. We've got this on Apple. We've got this on Google Play. We've got this as just RSS." So, to your point, yeah.
Cool. Thanks.
Sure.
All right. Let's see. Let me go ahead and I put up the call for slides from the leads really, really late. So I didn't get slide updates, but let me just see who's here from the leads team. Sandy. Sandy, I know that you just before the holidays put out the first big rev of your stuff. So you want to give us an update on how that's gone and where you're planning to take it this month?
It's was amazing response to it. I had so many people reach out to me. Anthony Glenn's on the phone. We've had some really good conversations on it. Part of the challenge is I've been helping Rob Vanderveer with the AI Exchange. I'm doing a lot of work there, and also with Ken with the Cloud Exchange. And so, even though the response has been super, really positive, and there's been some edits as far as like, you know, just wording and things. How useful it is, like, that's kind of my question. Where are people actually using it? You know, like, were they able to walk through it, and are they going to the other OWASP projects? Are they being able to apply it? So, just trying to tie all of these different groups and the work that we're doing, because at the end of the day, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to create something that people can actually go download and apply it within their organization. And I need to have more conversations around that. One of the things that I brought up in the Cloud Security Alliance meeting yesterday was a shared responsibility model. And I just got off the phone with Rob about that too, because if you take a backwards look at it, like, okay, our environments are getting exploited. You know, we have adversaries are out there doing something, and some now we need to mitigate and patch, hopefully, or reduce the risk for how whatever's getting exploited. Who's supposed to do that work? You know, like depending on, you know, where that issue is, like who is now responsible for taking, like I looked at Protect AI's vulnerability report. Like, okay, they published a couple that are pretty critical. Like, who's supposed to be patching for that? Who does that matter to? So as you can see, I'm just trying to tie all of the different pieces together. So now as we head into 2024, and I think people are still kind of trying to understand, like, how should we be using this, and what is the threat, and what is the risk to using it, giving them the useful resources so that they can start looking around the corner, expecting there to be issues, and then being able to get in front of those.
Cool. Any questions for Sandy? All right, Sandy. Go ahead. Go ahead, Sam.
I was going to say, we're actually, my team is going to be going through that document Friday, tomorrow. And because, I mean, we're a fairly small team. There's like three of us kind of leading the AI security at our company. The security team's 12 people total, but it's pretty like large mid-sized company. So we got a lot on our plate. So we're going to use that to kind of go through it, and I'll be able to give you feedback and see, you know, how much we're able to make use of it.
Okay, thanks, Sam. And Anthony's been amazing. I don't know if you want to say something, Anthony.
No, I mean, I think the shared responsibility model idea is great. I think the current document is great. I just was, when I was approaching it, I thought that the checklist was really where a lot of the value was. So that's where our conversations were, how to beef that up more and maybe get more of the focus on that. That's where we were going with it.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool. So Sandy, just one piece of advice on that one is, this is obviously the kind of project that can literally go on forever if you're willing to continue to put the effort in on it. I think one of the things that was a good thing we did with the original list was really time bound it and say, look, we could keep adding stuff to this. We could keep doing edits. We could keep making it better. But we put a deadline on getting that first version out. And so I think you getting this first version out, getting positive feedback, we're clearly not going to get laughed out of the room for this. Every single piece of feedback we have gotten has been positive. So in one sense, you can say, well, we've already gotten it out there. But the thing I remember from the original version of the list was it felt like we got a lot of traction with things like 0.5. We got 10 times that much attention and feedback when we put out 1.0. There's a certain class of people who don't want to read intermediate versions of these things. There's a certain class of promotion. You know, we can go out when we're going to launch 1.0, we will go out and approach mainstream press and people who've written about the list previously and really put a different level of promotion under it. So I'd say, you know, pick a deadline, pick a time frame, 30 days, something like that, and say, you know, you're going to take comments for a couple of weeks, and then you're going to do a couple of weeks of cleanup, and then let's put together a launch plan for it. And then you can always loop around and add more stuff for 2.0.
Okay. So that's great feedback. Thank you, Steve. Sam, you know, I look forward to getting your feedback. Anthony has just been amazing. There's been a whole bunch of other people that I'll go back through my list. And Ken added some great feedback in this version. So I'll go through it and I'll show up next time with a launch date.
Yeah. The other thing it does when you put a deadline on those things is it just lights a fire under everybody thinking about giving you feedback. If they realize, oh, if I don't do it now, it's not going to count. So think about what that is. Put it up on the Slack channels and things. Let people know about that. If you want to work a post with Aubrey that says, hey, guys, this is the final phase for comments, do that. And let's just get it rolling.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Looking at the other leads who are here, ads, I know you've been doing some infrastructure work on the site and the GitHub. Anything you want to share with the team there that make people aware of?
Not really, I guess, worth like sharing per se. It's more just general housekeeping of our repo. I just set up like an issue template and a PR template. So we've got some kind of standardization, because one of the tasks we've got when we start V2, which is what I'm excited about, is we have a lot of issues kind of sitting in the repo that need fixing, addressing. So just trying to provide some kind of standardization, because there's a lot of dupes in there as well. So yeah, just general housekeeping.
All right. On the topic of 2.0, my internal target is to get the announcement of launching the 2.0 project up by middle of this month. So let's call it, you know, within the next 2 weeks. I think the way things are lining up, I would just as soon get out the announcement on the localizations of the 1.1 list and kind of make that the, in some ways, the capstone of the 1.1 project, which frees us up then to really worry about 2.0. And I'll put that out with a blog announcement, a Google form with some requests for feedback, and get that officially kicked off and see if we can re-energize the Slack channels and things with people ready to dive in for that. So be watching out for that. I'll be sort of doing some pre-announcements on the list, looking for some feedback as we get ready to launch that. But again, my aim is, let's get out the localizations. That's been a long time coming, but I think that's a big milestone and one that will garner a lot of attention. And then we'll just follow that right away with the announcement of the 2.0 project. So I think we'll be really off and running again in some exciting territories this month. All right. At this point, I'll just open it up to the floor. Anybody have any key items that they want to share about the project or related items?
Steve, I wanted to mention Ruben's work around Capture the Flags. So there's been it was Ruben, and there was a couple other people who pinged me on Capture the Flag events. And I just sent them what we have and said, hey, you know, we're completely open to whatever you guys, you know, like, this is an area that I know people are really interested in. And if you have anything that you can add to that, that would really be great. Ruben, I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about some of the stuff that you've been doing.
Yes, I was working with it's RAG, right? The retrieval augmented generation. And according to the prompt, you can have access or not to the RAG to see, like, it's a confidential document where you have usernames and passwords, right? And you can change the prompt so that the person can try to extract via prompt the content of the documents. And I was using Google models like Gemini and other model from Vertex.
And you talked about like setting up an exercise for people, right, Ruben?
The idea is to put this on GitHub with all the instructions how to set up a key in Google Cloud, the project, and then for them to try or even customize for their needs.
Cool.
I talked, it's based on the damn vulnerable LLM bots. And I talked to Garish. I can't remember his name. I talked to him, said, no, it's okay, you can work on it. And then I developed. Basically are two files where we can put on GitHub to generate the chatbot with four options of
of talking. You talk to a cybersecurity expert, you talk to a cloud security expert, and then you can get like best practices from the chatbot according to the, okay, you are invading a document, you are trying to extract information. And then according to the CIA triad, what is being neglected here? How can you fix that? And it's more like a educational chatbot.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody else on the call have something they want to share today? All right. Well, as I said at the top of the call, we had very few actual working days in between the last call and this one. So I feel fine keeping this one short, but I think we've got some big milestones coming up. So when you think about it, really three big things coming up: the localizations on the 1.1 project, launching the 2.0 project, and finalizing Sandy's checklist project. We'll have a lot coming out from the team here in the next, you know, 30, 45 days. So exciting stuff. Looking forward to working with everybody on it, and see y'all again in 2 weeks. Bye, everybody.
See you. Bye-bye.
See you guys.
Steve.
Have a good day.
Thanks, all. Bye. Thanks for checking out our bi-weekly meeting podcast. If you'd like to stay up to date on all of the latest news for the OWASP Top 10 for Large Language Model Applications, please click subscribe. And of course, we'd appreciate it if you'd share with a friend to grow our community. We'll see you in 2 weeks.